County Neighbors, Ron Hayes. Beef Buzzing with you today with Greg Dowd, Chief Economist, National Cattlemen's Beef Association. We're back with Greg in just a moment.
When you pour milk on your cereal each morning, do you ever wonder how that milk was produced? For every glass of milk you drink, there are over 1,000 dairy farm families in Texas, New Mexico, and Oklahoma who are working to be sure you can have the most wholesome and nutritious milk they can produce. All the while, they remain committed to protecting the environment and supporting sustainable agriculture, while struggling with the same economic challenges we all face. In today's economy, we all want to stretch our dollar at the grocery store. Milk remains one of the best values for your dollar. If you do the math, an 8-ounce glass of milk costs around 25 cents. So, for a couple dimes and a nickel, you get a glass packed with protein, calcium, B vitamins, as well as vitamins A and D, all important to good health. So drink up. That milk is good for you and your family's budget. If you'd like to learn more about modern dairy farming, please check us out at dairyfarmingtoday.org.
Working for you, dairy farmers from your hometown.
He's the chief economist of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association based in their Washington, D.C. offices. And Greg Down says that tighter supplies coupled with somewhat improving demand have worked their magic, and most folks are now making money in the various segments of the cattle industry pipeline.
Well, I think every segment is making money, and I think it's very different than it was. Speeches I was giving around January out in producer land saying, you know, one of these days it's going to get better. You can see it in the numbers. We just don't know when it's going to catch. Well, carcass weights came down over the winter because of the weather. Export business has come back. The domestic retailer has come back here a little bit, and boy, it has come with a vengeance, probably about $5 better than most of us thought. The farm boy in me wants to say, folks, it's time to retain some heifers. It's time to rebuild these cow herds and get with it and get something going here in our domestic industry. I'm concerned that, you know, we've had a couple rough years on the cow-calf side of this equation, that the banker is still leaning on these guys pretty significantly, even in 2010, to market everything for cash flow reasons. And, you know, as this thing tightens up, now April is obviously the tightest is probably behind us. But I think we've had a good run into the summer here. We're very, very current. The export business is good. We've got the chucks and the rounds carrying the cut out here for the first time like nothing we've ever seen before. And so you've got a little bit of room for the steaks and the middle meats this summer to run here a little bit. Everybody's making a little money. And I think we're going to have a real nice summer and fall. We should have plenty of corn around here, too, that is a good sign for the cattlemen for the first time in a long time.
If somebody told you that we were going to have dollar fat cattle and middle meats were struggling some, would you have believed them?
I wouldn't have, because I didn't think we could reduce supplies as much as we have in terms. I really thought this last cattle on feed report would show a lot more placements than it did. It concerned me that the placements were as low as they were, but the number of heifers we're placing are as high as they are. You know, I thought we'd be retaining a few more females than we are. The other thing I would say that, you know, really concerns me a little bit is, and it may sound a little funny, but with cow prices where they are, you know, 70-cent cows are not a real big incentive to retain cows and make sure that you've got your mother cow herd where it needs to be. We're going to keep this thing pretty tight on the cow-calf side of the equation. And over the long period of time, if we don't rebuild these herds, it's going to give the poultry and the pork guys a chance to kind of catch this wave a little better than we do. So we've got to think a little strategic and long-term here as well.
Chief Economist, National Cattlemen's Beef Association, Greg Dowd. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Now to neighbors, Ron Hayes with you. This summer, Oklahoma Agritourism invites you to participate in the Adventure Passport Contest. Go online, where sharing your memories is fun and easy. You could be a winner. To get your passport stamp, upload your story and photos for a chance to win. Details at agritourism.travelok.com. The website features more than 500 events and attractions, including guest ranches and wineries. It's the Great Adventure Passport Contest, brought to you by Oklahoma Agritourism, a growing adventure. At your Beef Bus, have a good day. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network.